How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
I bought my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing.
Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slap!
Oh, yeah. This is I'm having a realization about myself here, possibly, that I am, maybe it is obvious that I've been completely unaware of based on this video. Do I have resting bitch face?
No.
Okay, it's just that I'm tired. I just like keep looking at it like, oh, it looks like I'm like, but I'm just sitting here.
I'm looking at myself thinking I'm a nose with two eyes. So I literally can't look.
You're just that disguise.
I am. That's what I was saying on fucking TikTok. After
everyone always thinks you have a
fake fucking nose and glasses on, you fucking assholes, you goddamn trolls.
Oh, she's got on a fake nose.
Like, you know what's funny? I actually did used to do a sketch where I would wear a fake nose and glasses and I would pretend that I got it surgically planted to my face. I thought it was funny. And guess what? Joke's on me. I already have that on my face.
You should sell that as merch. You should sell.
Yeah, but
you should a cast of your nose so other people can tag your nose in their TikTok.
And put it
videos
on. That's so offensive. Yeah, I make a cast of my nose that people just wear around. I'm Steph Tola.
I mean, if you're going to do TikToks, just miming what you're saying anyway.
Thank you for making my nose stand out.
No, I think it's,
you know, I'll
it's
be
a
honest
statement
with you.
Piece.
I don't love the term resting bitch face. I feel like that comes from men's desire to see women smiling at all times. Like, no one looks approachable when they're just not smiling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like we all have resting bitch face.
Yeah, what about resting dick face? Like, guys are walking around with a fucking shit-eating
yeah
grin all the time?
Just resting asshole fucking face, totally.
Yeah, I also feel like it's unfair because whenever I'm doing the opposite, if you walk around all sunshine and rainbows, people are like, oh, that's a crazy person.
Oh, if you're walking
you
around
win
smiling, you're,
right,
you've just killed six people.
I used to walk around campus smiling all the time. I don't know if I was just high or I was just like, I love the sunshine, dude. And
oh,
people would just be like, why does this woman think life is a musical? I was in a sorority, and so in sorority recruitment, so this is, I don't know if you guys know this, but it's like a dumb thing. For when you're getting new girls, they send groups of new girls to the front door of your sorority house, and the door opens and all the sorority girls are in the door singing a song.
Stop.
Yeah, they're just there. Chi Omega, Chi Chi Omega. I was the recruitment assistant and I got reprimanded by the girl who was the chair of recruitment so many times. She's like, don't smile that much. She's like, it's terrifying the amount that you smile. And I was really just like,
oh,
we
God
love you. But I don't know. I was a competition cheerleader. You got to ham it up. It's a stage theater smile.
Got to ham it up.
And now I'm a competition ghoul because of all the smiling. It's making
no
me, my skin wrinkle and sag.
I need to get Botox. We're coming
take
back
me
in.
Let's go to your lady.
This yeah, I'm going next week.
I'm this ready.
Boy. Sometimes sororities sound so fun. And then sometimes I'm like, that's my wildest nightmare. That sounds absolutely awful.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I could see, when I think about all of the things I did in my sorority, I could see things that, Laura, you would have particularly hated.
Like, let me guess, you guys would line up and scissor for an hour?
Well, that's the good stuff. Hey, that's an initiation secret. I
hey
didn't tell you on that.
That's you like you're smiling because you know you're first for the scissor line. You're like, ah, Chi Omega, scissor me Omega.
Oh, no, that's my real sorority, and now they're gonna be
oh,
mad at me.
Oh, they've scissored.
We're scissor sisters. We love each other. Yeah, no, it. I mean, it was, but there's it. If it gets you involved, if you're someone who likes to be involved in campus activities, which I do. I'm a dork. Well, I was at school.
Well, you still are.
I'm so cool.
You don't think you're a dork now?
No, I really have, like, early in comedy, I was like, what if we started, like, a secret? It didn't, just in my head. I was like, what if there was, like, a secret comedy sorority? Because I just want fun jackets, which we did for our...
We have fun jackets.
Cover shoot. So I was like, this is as close as I'm going to get is jackets on a podcast cover.
I just want to say, also, Jess mentioned this to the Slob listeners. Thank you for listening and sharing the podcast, because Jess got recognized this morning at Starbucks from Slobs.
Oh, yeah. Looked even worse than I do now. 7 a.m. Hadn't slept. And a man, I was walking in one door, and a man comes out the other Starbucks door, and he goes, "Jessica." And I had my earbuds in, turned around, and did the "Hey" of,
"Have we met before?"
Mm-hmm. And then we hadn't. He's like, "Oh, my name's Benny. Sorry, I'm just I listen to Slobs." And he was so complimentary. He said he found us through the Netflix thing like about a month ago.
Oh, well, well, well.
And then he's seen Laura live somewhere. So obviously I'm his least favorite. But
look, I told you too, when I was in Arizona, I had every night the shows, I had one person come from the podcast.
Yeah, that's exciting. Like, I haven't done the road yet in the last couple months, when I think we've definitely like seen a bigger bump,
7 people.
So, yeah, no, I mean, we went from a certain amount to
we're getting up there.
A steady increase.
Thank you for listening, is what we're trying to say.
I was in a sports bra.
Aren't you usually in a sports bra or no bra?
But usually I have a shirt on. I was in a sports bra and tiny shorts because I was like, it's early. No one's going to be out and about in my neighborhood, because I thought I was going to go for a hike, and I got to the end of Hillhurst where it meets Los Feliz Boulevard, and I was like,
No.
Just done a Stacia workout. I really was in like a full, it was a night. Here's the thing. I took my meds way too late last night, and that is the equivalent at my age of just doing rails of cocaine, apparently. I was out of my mind.
You took Adderall? Adderall? What did you take?
Yeah, in the evening. So I'm allowed to take...
I
take half a pill, and I'm allowed to take a second half should I feel I need it in the afternoon. And sometimes you're like, 8 in the afternoon, that's a thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, oh, I still have like a few hours that I want to be productive. I'll be able to fall asleep. I was not able to fall asleep. I think I'm purging a house worth of donations. It just went crazy.
Just cleaning.
I was like,
everything.
I don't need clothes anymore. And then I did a Stacia workout at like 6 a.m.
That's psychotic. I thought you went for, and then you went for a hike?
And then I attempted to go for a hike. You texted me
at 6 a.m. going,
sometimes
wild
you're...
chance you're up. Want to hike Griffith? I'm like, you sick in the head. I was taking a large piss, but...
I was like, I feel like
you
there's
know,
like,
I, this is neither here nor there really, but I like to, if I'm doing donations, like keep the stuff in my car for a little while, or even like keep the bag in my closet for a little while, so that if I'm like, where's that shirt? It's not gone yet.
Oh, that's
you know what
oh,
I mean?
I like that. I'm going to start saying that's what I'm doing when I've had a bag of donations in my car for 3 months, because I've just refused, like haven't dropped it off yet, because that's what happens.
Right. Also, when I say I like to do that, I mean I'm incapable of living my life in a better way. And that is a benefit of my deficiency as a person.
Yes.
I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, I do have a bag in my closet that's been there, a giving away bag, for going on a year and a half now. And I keep adding to the bag, and I have not touched one thing from the bag. The bag is trash.
We need to donate stuff.
I have to get rid of stuff.
You know what? I think there was a seed planted, because I went over to a gentleman's home, and
we got to do a quick update here.
Oh, we got to talk about
that. We got to talk about
that. Also, I found out who the mutual friend was. I know all about it.
Oh, you guys, so apparently... a man who I've been on a couple dates with has a friend who is a mutual friend of our very own Dave, Slob's Dave, Lara's boyfriend.
Hey, and I want to put myself in
here. His name was also Dave. The friend is that there's a lot of Dave. It's Dave's friend Dave.
Well, and I'm part of the equation because this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Is a fan of me and was already following me on Instagram. I posted a Slob's video. He sees it and he goes,
Yeah, he texts me after our first date and he's like, you just popped up in my Instagram feed because we collaborated on a video. And he's like, oh, what was that? Were you on her podcast? Do you guys have a podcast together? So it's also like he's been following you because he saw you at the Netflix festival.
Okay.
Not even on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sure he went on to watch that, but he saw you at the one that Mark Norman was hosting, where it was just like anyone.
The outside show where I was fully bandaged up from my third degree burns. Yeah, I had bandages all over my body. Yeah.
And you went on stage talking about your burns. You were covered in bandages. Like, well, I got to see what happens to this lady next.
This lady's going to die. We give her a couple followers before she passes away.
Yeah. And so he thought it was so cool that he's like, oh, were you on her podcast? Or do you want to be like, that's our podcast?
Yeah. Excuse me. That's our podcast.
And then I was like, is this going to change how he sees me? Because he's obviously just as viewed you as just a celebrity. And now the girl he's gone on a date with has a podcast with this person he views as a celeb. You know what I mean? But then none of that matters. And it didn't matter. And I'm whatever. It doesn't matter.
Nothing matters. We're all here.
Hey, what about the thing that happened that we were going to talk about where another person reached out to feature for me who doesn't follow me on Instagram?
Full weekend.
A club in a city that I lived in.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Top club. You obviously are going to know multiple people in this city. And also, I think it can be implied that, like, you've lived in this city. We never know, you know, who's going to draw what where. But, like, if you're going to draw, it's probably in the cities that you've lived in, for sure.
Yes. Also, I think this is a very general thing for any job, any market.
Yes.
If you're on LinkedIn, you're going to follow the motherfucker on LinkedIn first before you're like, hey, can I come do a fucking interview? You're going to follow the fucking work and ask and see questions.
Can I be an employee?
Like,
I don't want to follow the company, though.
It's so funny. So my friend saw this tweet. He called me this morning. We discussed this tweet. Buddy in Canada, who there's a comedian who all they talk about is how much they hate straight white men. Hate. DMs this guy on both his Facebook fan page, yeah, and his Instagram and his Facebook to ask to get on the show without following. He goes, couldn't even follow me on Facebook. Couldn't even add me as a friend on Facebook. Who gives a fuck about your friends on Facebook?
That's insane behavior.
Insane. But it's the same shit. Like, you're going to ask to open. Also, why wouldn't Laura be bringing either a good friend of hers, another local comic that she knows? Like, you're going to ask somebody, have you ever met this guy before? Have you, like...
No, I had no idea who he was. I've never heard of him.
You've never...
And the show has been booked for months with good friends of mine from Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to not even follow... Okay, I'll be a devil's advocate here. Do you?
And I have no worry that he's going to listen to this because he clearly doesn't follow me.
Yeah, well, he would have known. We've talked about it
before. The biggest thing is, like, yeah, don't be so precious with your Instagram follows that you shoot yourself in the fucking foot and lose out on opportunities. I understand wanting to have a bigger, like, followers to followed ratio, but you're fucking yourself in the ass if you are hitting up people you don't follow and asking them for huge opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't even think that I'm worth following online, I sure as shit, you're asking for a huge favor.
Yeah.
Because I was,
and the answer would be no anyway, but don't be a dumbass.
No, it's also like, why wouldn't you want to, like, I'm following people that I like. Why wouldn't you ask somebody that you like, that you already are following, you know their career and you know their material? That's also an insane angle of it to, like, So I posted that, and then I got actually weirdly a bunch of Twitter followers from that, and then a bunch of guys going, hey, I'm following you now, can I open for you? I'm like, this wasn't the fucking point of this. The point of this is that you're fucking psychotic to even ask to begin with if you don't fucking know the person, and you're asking a massive favor.
Yeah, also, like, did this person even send a video link or anything? Because, like, that's my biggest thing. Like,
nothing.
You think I'm going to let you
and
do 25 minutes?
I totally understand putting yourself out there. Like, I've done asks before where I was like, it's probably a no, but I feel like we have to match the energy of mediocre men in this business who are so overly confident.
Oh.
But follow the fucking person. It's the least you can do.
Yeah.
I went through a thing where I, like, unfollowed a bunch of people to get my, like, ratio down. And I regret it because, like, there are people who unfollowed me back. Like, I lost that. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, I don't understand. I mean, there's so much about social media that I don't understand.
Oh, but we know.
We know.
Do you guys get this? And I don't know, because I know we have touched on this topic a little bit in a previous episode, I think. The people asking for, like, wasn't some girl was like, I'm such a huge fan, I think, of Laura's. She didn't follow you, like, months ago or something. Similar thing.
Yeah. It would be such an honor.
But...
It would be such an honor if I could. What?
Do you guys ever get... I get... It's not an insane amount, but it's enough more than one that I'm like, it's an insane amount. So far, has always been male comedians. They say nothing. They just send me a video of themselves doing stand-up. On what fucking planet do you think I'm going to go, well... Who could this be? Let me take a little peek at fucking Billy Bob, whatever the fuck, doing an open mic in a bar. Like, what? They don't even go, hey, this, you know, you're probably not going to see this, but if you have feedback, or they don't mention that they want me, they didn't say, like, could I open for you? They just send
that's
their tape.
Wild.
Insane.
You should write back, keep at it, exclamation point.
Keep getting up.
I got a Facebook message from this Toronto guy recently. He's always been nice to me. He asked me if I wanted to open or do a set at this bar show in Toronto. And I felt, I don't be rude, but I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to Toronto and I'm opening up for Bill Burr at the Scotiabank Arena. It's 20,000 seats there. Sorry, I won't be doing your bar show for no money.
Yeah, I'll be doing it.
I tried saying it in a nice way. And he's like, oh, my God, LOL, whatever. Sorry. Hey, if you don't mind, would you mind critiquing one of my sets? I don't reply. Sends me the tape. Here it is. What are you saying? Did I watch a bit of it? Yeah. You want my honest opinion? I don't think you do.
I really don't think you want my
critique. I really don't think you want my honest opinion.
I'm just now realizing when people do that
shit
to me.
Do you know what that is? That is someone being like, will you work for me for free? And you're like, no. And then he's like, will you work for me for free?
Yeah, and you're like, I've said no.
Yeah, no, I'm just not realizing I should respond to all those people and be like, you can get private one-on-one coaching from me if you feel free. Fuck you, pay me.
And you know what? I've only been on this line of thinking lately because
Oh, no, I'm just like, it's like I get paid by, like, professional comedians to, like, punch up their stuff. Professional. Like, my peers, people who are further along than me have paid me. You think I'm going to just, like, give some notes to your fucking open mic set? Fuck you.
No.
Also, that you think any of us, like, you don't look at someone who's crushing it. Like, any of us, you look at, like, we're posting touring. I mean, I'm not saying, like, we're crushing it, but, like, you think we're fucking busy?
Like, what am I doing? I'm sitting thumbing my ass at home?
No,
like, I'm trying to fucking
do shit. You just sitting there jerking off, like, I hope someone sends me their set. I'll do it to someone else to get that energy out there.
Crazy.
Like, that's
crazy.
And it's
crazy. You know, I hate to say this because it's been said before, but I will say it again. Do you think that these guys are reaching out to men who are at your level, at our level, and asking them for advice like this? They expect us to nurture them and
it's
take care of them.
Mommy issues.
And I only am like, I just got back into that line of thinking, and I honestly don't know if it's helpful at all. But because I was, like, hanging out with male comics in Montreal and had some people say stuff to me, and I was like, can you believe this person said that? And they were like, I've never been talked to like that. They would not talk to you like that if you were a man.
Nope.
They wouldn't have sent you those texts if you were a man. I've seen, you know, my girlfriend who's a comic get stuff like that. My wife who's a comic get stuff like that. I've never been talked to like that in my life. And so and they were men, and it turned me back on to, like, looking at stuff through the lens of, like, do people, you wouldn't. That's like kind of an intimate thing. Like, hey, can you help me out with this? Are you asking men for help who are doing arenas?
Yeah, some fucking shame. And also it's just like, I mean, go to a therapist and fix your relationship with your mom, you fuck. Like, no, I will not help you, you creep.
It was very, speaking of creeps.
I'm gonna make a note of have some fucking shame as a potential title for this week's episode. I really like that.
Oh, I like that too.
Speaking of creeps, and speaking of me being angry again over and over. I know Laura saw the photo. You saw the photo. I don't know how many times I have to bring this up. I might name the photographer. I'm that fucking pissed off. I have lost 10 pounds. I have not drank an ounce of alcohol in fucking 7 weeks.
I'm working
my ass off. This motherfucker takes a photo of me from underneath the fucking stage again. How many times have we all... Oh.
Uh-oh. We're running out of time. The Zoom.
We'll pause it and then we'll pick up where we are.
How
many times do female comics have to fucking say... Why the fuck are you on your hands and knees at a fucking show taking a fucking photo? Like, why does the microphone have to be in the photo? Nobody gives a fuck.
I think I'm just going to start, anytime a photographer's down low, I'm just going to stop in the middle of my set and start screaming.
I do. I do this. I've already done this a million fucking times. They don't fucking
I do that too. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing down there? I don't want a picture from that angle. I'm going to have a double chin.
Yeah,
get up! Get up!
Like, do you want a photo like that? Like, I want to give a huge shout out right now to Matt Masisco and fucking Van Crona who work at the store.
They crush.
And guess what Matt does? And he told me this personally because I was like, oh man, there's never photos of you double chin.
He doesn't send
them to me. No. He deletes them. He takes them out of the fucking folder so I don't have to fucking cry. This motherfucker, I'm about to say his fucking name, sends me the Dropbox.
Yeah,
I bawled my eyes out. I'm like, oh, I'm an actual ghoul.
Like,
I'm like, literally, I'm literally the Hunchback of Notre Dame, but reverse. Like, the hunch is on my chin. I'm like, why is this? Why would I want to see this?
I'm sorry.
I bawled my eyes out.
So
the hunch is on my chin.
Pictures are such a bitch.
The I'm hunch like, face. I can't.
It takes you and it makes you two-dimensional. You look amazing. You've lost more than 10 pounds of fat. You've lost 10 net pounds. That's not accounting for the muscle weight that you've gained.
That's true.
You've been working your ass off. You look fantastic. Pictures are bullshit. And someone said something that really stuck with me once. They said body dysmorphia applies to like every way that you see yourself. So like looking at pictures of yourself, if you have body dysmorphia looking in the mirror, you have body dysmorphia looking at pictures of yourself too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which
but
is,
there's also objectively bad angles where someone could be have a six
Never
pack.
Never take a picture from underneath me. What are you fucking thinking?
No need. No need. And also like I got a schnoz. I don't want the camera right here. Get front angle. I know what it looks like from the side. Yeah. I'm well aware.
You're not like...
It's a bit of a mountain over there. It's a bit of a range. Take a photo from me front on, you motherfucker.
She's
what are you doing?
Range.
I've got range, baby. And it's called the Dante's Peak. shout out to my grade 8 bullies for saying that to me. Anyways. nightmare.
Mean, but kind of clever. We're going to have to take a pause. Because
pause here because this is running out and then we'll do a...
Because we're on a Zoom and it's a free account.
So guess what? Perfect time to take a break.
What happened? Yeah, we're taking a break. Oh.
So let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
So we were... Welcome back. Thank you for listening to our rants.
We're back. We're... Sorry, I'm staring at the Zoom.
You're staring at the Zoom screen. We're back in. We're back Zooming, if you were listening. We're back here. We're discussing how people don't know how to take photos, and it's very upsetting. And I'm done with it. I'm done with being a woman on stage. And we're saying, Laura, we are entering week 7 of our program here.
Yeah. And
oh, wow. That's great.
And we've barely... Yeah, I know. You haven't done anything wrong.
Yes, I have. No, we did take our cheat meals, and I made them a cheat day. I'm not going to lie to you.
For my birthday.
Well, every time I did a cheat meal, it was a cheat day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, no. This weekend I had ramen, M&M's, gummy bears, a Nanaimo bar. I went crazy. I don't tell you. I went a little nuts. I haven't drank, though. That's the one thing. I haven't had a sip of alcohol.
You have been sober for 7 weeks.
Longest in my life.
And that's...
How do you feel?
Honestly, good. And I was like saying to someone yesterday that I was like, I thought I needed it for on stage, and now I think I don't. I think I might be a bit quicker. That's like, because you've had that too, right? Where you thought you needed a couple sips to get up there and loosen up.
Yeah, but then you realize that your brain is actually sharp.
What?
No, I was like, but then like I think once you start not having any, you start to see that like your brain's actually very sharp when you're on stage.
Yeah, so I was so scared to quit drinking because I was just like, what if I'm not funny anymore? And I was just at a point where I was like, you know what? I was willing to give up anything in my life to not have to drink anymore, and that included stand up. I was just like, whatever it fucking costs, like I just can't do this anymore. And I always got so nervous, but like alcohol didn't really cure that. It just made it so that then I was nervous that I looked drunk on stage, you know? And once I stopped drinking, someone said something to me. They were just like, whatever you do, you will do it better sober. Like whatever your thing is, music, stand up, whatever. You're not going to be better at it because you're drinking. And that was like when everything started happening for me. It was like when I finally got sober. Because I was like blacking out and going on stage.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, sets that like I didn't even remember right after I did them. Like it was pretty fucked.
That's wild. I haven't, I mean, I think I've rarely, excuse me, just need to clear my throat. I've never gotten that bad. New Year's Eve I did. I don't remember this New Year's Eve. But then to respond to like you being like, I was worried I was going to not be funny. I'm not funny when I drink, but more than one person has been like, but boy, you were so funny that night. And they're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll just black out all the time. It's,
I bombed that night. I was so drunk. You killed and I fucking ate shit. It was my first main room set. I'll never get over it. I ate shit.
Well,
too drunk.
I but it's also like there's something to be said about that the pressure feels different. The pressure you put on yourself that it was your first main room set. And there's this I was like, it's New Year's Eve. I'm gonna drink champagne on stage. I'm gonna pour champagne. I really was like, I don't give a fuck how I do tonight. I'm getting shit faced. But
and you did.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I got shit faced and that's that. Well, okay. Where Steph's rolling away.
Sorry, I just heard somebody changing a garbage. I know we're slobs, but we can't have just the sound of somebody inside outing a garbage bag on the podcast.
That's our new music.
Our
it's
new
just
intro,
a
yeah.
Trash can. Yeah. Let me. How?
What are you gonna ask right now? You're scaring me with this pause.
I want to preface this for the listeners who have no interest in hearing something like this. I'm about to talk about pooping.
Okay, what about pooping?
How? How?
Just say it, for fuck's sake. You're killing me right now.
For crying out fucking loud.
Jesus.
What about pooping?
How long into seeing a guy is it okay for you to poop in his vicinity? Not like literally in his vicinity.
Oh, may I please take this one?
Yeah.
May I please take this one? First of all, the answer is never. And secondly, eventually, you know, I waited. I matched Dave's energy on farting and shitting. And he lets out the tiniest farts I've ever heard in my life. It's just like a, just the tiniest pocket of air. And then afterwards, he's like, no, but I like had a stomach ache one day. And he just was like, just do it. Like, I want you to feel comfortable farting in your own home. And I was like,
oh no.
All right. And I mean, that was it. And so I still like, you know, we'll step aside. I'm not going to just like fart a nasty fart sitting next to him on the couch that we both have to then eat, you know. as far as shitting, it's like, I don't know, whatever you feel comfortable with. Turn on some white noise. I mean, you've been dating this guy for 2 dates, so it is a little early.
Here's the thing.
But I wasn't talking about me. It was just a general question.
No, you were talking about you.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, yeah. I want to back
we're
up.
We're talking about you.
I want to back up a little because, like, I think we all know the, like, oh, if you want to have your morning poop, people always go, I have a black coffee, I smoke a cigarette. And then people have these, like, I have my routine, and then I poop.
Turns out you just need to get railed.
Yeah. Why is no one talking about having, like, getting railed the night before? You're going to, it literally loosens up the pipeline because that's what I'm learning.
I haven't had that experience. You must have gotten fucking rocked.
Oh. Well.
Well.
You guys, you've never had an experience. You've never, like, the next morning been like, oh, something's come loose. This is how bad it was. There's John on the screen. That's good. You guys can't
I can
hear.
See it's John, not- yeah.
It's just frozen on him being like, God, help me.
He looks like he's working hard.
It actually looks like he's taking a shit right now. That's what it looks like.
What if he was?
John got railed it last night. Now he's taking a big fat shit. I want to say something here.
Okay.
I think this is sick that we even have to have this conversation.
We shouldn't have
if
to.
If we want to shit, we're shitting.
Okay.
My ass, when it's opening up, there's shit coming out. I don't care who's there. Turn on the tap. Turn on the fucking music. I'm taking a wild shit. I hate that we have to do this.
No, me too. But I was like, and the thing is I, look, this is a gross story. I can admit that. There was no time to, I didn't have another situation. Had it been a poop where I was like, uh-oh, a poop will be on its way. I should start to meander toward my own home. But it was like, ha ha ha, we're laughing, funny banter. Oh no, I have to poop. Like it was mm-hmm. like, you have to go now or you're going to poop on this man's floor.
Yeah, see, you have to shit. When you shit, here's a, we're pissing.
No, and but I was like, hey, I told him because I was like, listen, I gotta poop, and I'm sorry. I don't want to do that in front of you. Nah, I'm not going to do it in front of you.
I think it's cute that you announced it.
I was like, but like you, because I was like, you got to turn on music, and I'm going to turn on faucet, and I need you to know that I feel deeply ashamed, but I can't not poop. And then, I don't know, for anyone listening, I would love to hear from you if you have a situation where it's pretty early, and you're like, it's too bad. Because I was sitting in the toilet going, well, too bad. I kind of like this guy. I guess
this is the end of it. This is sick.
Onward and upward.
I also think you holding your stomach, holding it in and having a stomach ache is crazy.
Yeah.
We should be farting. Everyone farts. If it was just things women did, fine. But like, we're all farting nasty ass shit.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. I'm saying all this like I do it. I do not do it. I have not been farting in front of these men because here's the thing. We've talked about this before. I fart nonstop. If I could right now, I'd fart right now. Like I can fart
but
all of the time.
But not in front of men?
I try. I'm already too much. My material on stage is already too much. My labia is already too much. And now all of a sudden I'm fucking yapping
toot,
about my
toot,
ass.
Toot. Yeah.
It's too much. I try to keep it
man.
At bay until But if I have to fart, I'll be like, I'm farting.
I'm farting right now. Yeah, no. To his credit, he's texting me. He doesn't get any credit for that. You shouldn't get credit for that. But like, I really was like, well, I guess I ruined this one.
It's sick. Look, they're shitting. Here's the thing. Shitting at a guy's house, I'm clean. If there's a shit smear on the side of the toilet, I will flush a toilet 300 fucking times. I've had guys shit in my toilet full of shit smears.
Do a second
flush.
Yeah.
Laura can't hear anymore.
Oh, she can't hear us. Oh. Should I keep talking? How do we fix our audio?
We can just pause it here for a second.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
We can't hear. She can't hear us. Okay.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, we're back.
On that note of you've had guys leave stuff on your toilet. I once was at a small gathering. We're watching football, whatever. I don't know, some small watch party, and somebody took a shit and like left it in there, and then I don't know, I somehow got blamed for somebody else's like very large shit.
You
and
got
I was,
blamed
like,
for the turn.
Not even quietly blamed. It was someone was like, oh my god, like, oh, I think maybe they shit after me, and they were like, why did you leave that giant shit in there, because they couldn't flush the toilet. And I was like, and I was with the guy I was dating at that time, like a new boyfriend. I was like, what? I didn't do that. But you know what? I think the reframe needs to be in situations like mine in particular, which I know I'm not alone, because this is not the, like, good dick shakes my shit loose. I don't know what to say. I don't know if maybe I'm just fucked up, but like that, or I'm just getting real fucked.
Maybe your intestines are too close to your vagina.
Well, I have a very small torso.
You know what?
Compacted in
Jessica
there.
Michelle, I think that's just what you need to say.
It's like, you fucked me so hard.
Go out the bathroom and be like, good dick shakes my shit loose.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. He's not going to argue with that. And I'll just say what needs to be said. Any guy who has a problem with a person shitting is like not necessarily the person I want to be my partner in life.
Yeah, ta-ta.
Yeah.
See you later.
It's also like, we had a whole bunch of period sex. Now I'm going to be like,
well, that's
poop.
The thing. If there's period sex, you're having shit sex.
Yeah,
here's the story.
Have you guys, didn't go, ew, blood.
Have you guys heard this story
so
before?
Gross.
So this is a story before. John, it says our video's not on. I don't know if that is something.
It's not. I can't see.
Oh, yeah,
you,
no,
but
it's,
I can hear
I'm
you.
Looking at
that's
the bottom.
It's
like
a phone call. That's okay.
It's fine. We can hear you. It's fine. So, this is a story that I heard. I don't know if this is an old wives' tale. My friend Ellie told me this years ago about her friend in England. Very specifics for the story, okay?
Ah.
So the story was, she hooked up with this guy. They had a really fun one-night stand. They met at a bar. He's like, let yourself out in the morning, and I'll like talk to you later, whatever. This is before iPhones, this is before whatever.
Oh, like he had to leave her?
He had to leave early for work. Let yourself out. What, you know, a lot of guys do this.
Oh, yeah. And I go through all their... I'm just kidding.
I go through all their stuff.
And I rob them blind. I take their dog.
I take their cutlery. So he leaves for work. She wakes up and goes, good, I got a shit. Time for me to take a big fat shit.
Uh-oh.
She goes to shit and it clocks. Now, I don't know if you were in Ireland. I think the flow there is different.
I think I know what you're
going
to say.
You know what I'm going to say. So the flow is different. So she panics. She needs to get this turd out.
Oh, no.
She
I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say. So she puts her hand around a bag, puts her hand in the toilet, takes out the turd, wraps it in tinfoil, and puts it on the counter. She's like, I'm gonna put my shoes on. I'm going to run out. I'm going to take the shit.
She forgets the shit.
She
thought it was
shit.
A baked potato and he cooked it.
No. She left, closed the door behind her. It locked. Shit on the counter. It has to sit there all day long now until he comes back from work, knowing darn well. She's like, well, now this guy's never going to talk to me again. Turns out they actually, I think, had a couple of days. I don't think they ended up working out. But he came back and she was like, left messages being like, do not open what is on the table. Please throw that out. That is disgusting. Like, can you imagine the horror you would feel when that door shuts, knowing there is a full fucking turd in tinfoil sitting on a countertop?
Wow, and I was worried about the poop that flushed.
Oh yeah.
My God. Also, that Mara was like,
can you fucking imagine?
It's horrific.
But also Laura being like, oh no, and then he thought it was a baked potato. Like he would come in and go, oh, what a lovely delight. Yeah. She left me a sweet baked potato wrapped in
Well, if someone left,
he just puts it straight in the oven.
And then they left and then there was something in tinfoil on my counter. I would be like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, what did they leave me? I'd fucking open it.
Yeah, you would. You would think it is a gift.
A gift. Oh my God. Oh,
and by that time too, like I've never seen shit left out like that.
Can you imagine unwrapping that?
Oh yeah, it'd be like soft and like it would reek.
The whole house would stink by then.
Oh yeah, this house.
Oh, the odor.
After you made love to someone, can you even imagine unwrapping that?
Yeah, literally.
I love the idea. He's like texting her before he gets to the house. Had a lot of fun last night.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Gets in there, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, he spent all day going, you know what? Actually, like, maybe I really like this girl.
Uh huh.
Maybe I just met my wife.
Comes home. Oh my God, my wife left me a gift.
I don't know if men ever do that after a one night stand. Is this my wife?
I think some guys do.
Really?
No, I think it's more of a gal thing.
I want to know. Okay, so
my theory always was I think they do if the woman is hot enough.
But that's the only criteria.
I think that's not true. I don't know.
I want to know if, because we all know, like as women, you have a thing, even if it's not a person you're even going to date, if you hook up with a guy, maybe I'm projecting actually, but I think we go like, I'm saying this, I'm like, I don't do this anymore. But like when you hook up with a guy, you do kind of have this like, oh, who is he? Where are we going to go? What, like, is there going to be more to this? I want to know if men do that. Do men fantasize not sexually about the people that they are interested in, or is it only sexual?
Yeah,
I guess
Colin,
that's what I'm asking.
Know. Well, that's weird because I did a couples therapy podcast yesterday with Naomi Paragin.
Nice.
And I was saying how I can fuck, I am like a horny pig and I can fuck men without having any strings attached.
Yeah.
And she's like, really? And I was like, yes, I have a thing. I'm like, I'm not going to name who, but there's a comedian right now that I really want to fuck who just broke up with his girlfriend. And I really want to fuck him, but I don't want anything. I like him as a person. I find him funny enough. I would never want to date this man. And I want to be like, hey, if you ever just want to fuck, and I'm like, I'm this close to doing it. I'm very close to doing it.
But then
I
want to
know
what
it is.
I'll text you guys after.
Yeah, we have to know. But then there's the, what happens when you, like, even if the dick is really good, if you get to fuck that guy and then he just fucking lays it down, you're not going to be a little like, well. Maybe one string.
I'd like to do that again.
Well, no, yeah, but I'm like, I think I can really separate the dick from the personality. And if I go into it knowing that I'm like, I like him, but I can tell that we don't.
That's not the vibe.
That's not the vibe.
Yeah.
The vibe is I just want to fuck the shit out of him and that's it.
You know what? I'll say this to tack onto that, I guess, because I think I'm the youngest one here and I just hit.
Oh, you're the youngest and the smallest?
Wow.
We'd rub it in.
Has to bring it up.
No, but I was told by the time I get to the age I just hit, people like, that's when it really ramps up, the horny.
Uh-huh. I'm so young, and I think I'm pretty sure I have the tightest pussy here.
Well, that's objectively true.
For sure, but...
Based on the shoe size comment from episode 3,
I got the biggest pussy here, hands
down.
I'm the youngest
one, and my feet are the smallest, and I think my pussy's the tightest. I don't know how tight you guys' pussies are. Mine's super tight. Shut up.
Laura, everyone knows your pussy is the tightest.
Oh, yeah, your pussy's for sure tightest.
Right.
No one looks at you and goes, she's got a loose goose. Yeah.
You're the tightest. You're second tightest. I've got a fucking stool.
The cave of wonders.
I've got a fucking well. Just keeps going and going and going.
I got a potato pussy. It's short and wide.
And it's filled to the brim with shit.
And wrapped in tinfoil.
Filled to the brim with a piece of shit and wrapped in tinfoil. I got a big potato pussy. I'm sorry, I misspoke. I have a big potato in my pussy.
Yeah.
I say that just to say that girlfriends who are a little bit older may have been like, oh, wait till you hit 35 is when you really start. Mm. And I'm telling you, it's like a light switch. Like, I've always been a horny person, so I've been like, yeah, no, I get it. Night and day.
Oh, it's sick.
Like me trying to interact with like, I've always been pretty horny, but I'm interacting with a guy I'm dating. I like his personality. We're having good banter and things that I care about, you know? He's smart, but my mind is becoming, like, violently horny. Like, it's just like, oh, no, I want to rip his clothes off right now. Like, I just, like, I was texting a dude about, like, just hanging out, and I started getting, like, in, right before I got in my car, and I was like, I'm getting a hot flash, I think. I'm just getting overwhelmed with horny.
Yeah, welcome to hell. Why do you think I'm fucking half the slobs that I fuck? Because I'm horny as hell, and I don't give a shit anymore.
I can't just be out here like this. I could die.
It's not good. I go through a lot of batteries. I'm not well.
Yeah, no, my vibrator
it's
died.
It's bad. I have a problem. I masturbate sometimes 3 times a day.
I have to keep...
Quite frequently. Like, no, it's sick.
I'm on that. That's where I'm on
get
now.
Get ready. 37, you're going to be fucked. And your pussy's going to be raw.
I just am, like, reminding myself, because in my mind, since it's not what I'm used to, I'm like, well, I don't want to be, like, disgusting. I don't want to be like, I just constantly wanting to fuck. And then I go, no man's going to be like, she was cool, but like, she just keeps wanting to fuck. Enough, you know? But I'm like, oh, I don't want him to think I'm just a horny pig.
Well, guess what? Let him think you're a horny pig. I direct you. I was literally, I had a fool around recently and he was like, can we just make out for a bit? I'm like, oh, fine. I'm just like, just put it in, get it over with.
It's intimacy. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm repulsed by it.
You know what? I like intimacy.
No, I'm kidding. I do want it. I need it. I've realized I need it. I need the make out. I need the fingering. I need the eating out. If you're going to come over and
just
put
your
dick right
in. I love that you refer to foreplay is the only form of intimacy. I love intimacy. I need to be fingered. And you're like, that's not you.
A lot of guys are coming over and putting the dick right in. What are you doing?
That is disgusting.
I don't even care if it's wet. It's always wet down there. It's a hole. Sorry.
Yeah, as a courtesy.
My mouth is always wet. It's the same thing. Give me a little fingering. Give me a little eating out. Yeah. Every man. Here's
give me a performance.
I don't give a yeah. Come over and show me what you got. I don't give a fuck who you are. You should be immediately going down on a woman. You have no idea how much we like that. We're going down and sucking your cock right away. Go eat a woman out. If you don't like eating a woman out, go suck a dick then. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, man. When a guy goes down on you.
This is it. You come over. You start fooling around. You eat her pussy out even for 30 seconds. That's it. You've won us over. It's not hard.
Yeah. Have an appetizer. You're fun.
Literally, like, yeah. Have a light shrimp and then get in there.
A little shrimp cocktail. Oh,
oh my God. You just said eat a person out for 30 seconds. It reminded me of this thing that happened to me when I was a freshman in college. This guy literally went down on me for a tenth of a second and then was like, think about that. And then started to have sex and I was like... What are you talking about?
What?
I don't remember it. Please do that again. Think about that.
Think about that. I hope I never think about
think
this
about
again.
Think about that.
Think about that. That's disgusting. Oh, man.
It's always the guys that comment on their eating out who are the worst.
Who are the worst? They're like, yeah, ladies love it.
They go, oh, you ready for this? And then they're like, and I'm like, what are you ready for what? What are you doing down there?
Nom, 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 nom,
same like, goes for hum, guys hum. Who like say that they're good in bed because it just...
Oh,
implies that you think it's a one-size-fits-all thing. You're like, I have my moves, and baby, they work. Everybody's body is different.
It's different. Well, and that's why it's so great when you do connect with someone, like when you have like the sexual chemistry, and you're like, oh, God. Now, you guys, literally, I am literally horny right now just thinking about someone going down on me because of this conversation.
I'm worked up. I'm sweating. Yeah, these seats. John, get the old wet wipes out because they're slippity.
Oh, God.
Here's a,
so gross.
You ever, I know. Don't tell HR. Can we get HR'd for this? This is part of the job. This is okay, HR'd.
Yeah,
HR'd. I was HR'd. You ever have the pleasant surprise of a guy like.
Hard railed. Sorry, I was drinking. I had to get that out.
Hard rail. when it shouldn't be a pleasant surprise, but it's a testament to how many men are fucking shitheads about going down on you, where a guy like really stays down there for a while. Hello.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We don't love sucking your pee hole either. Both parties should be sucking on the pee hole. That's just how it goes. I don't want to be down there. Sometimes your pubes smell like an old bath mat. I don't want to be down there. I want to be...
What are you doing, David?
I've had a bath mat. Bad, bad mat. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, bad bath mat. It was literally one of the worst smells. And my nose... And because I got this honker, I was right in there just sniffing it. It was so bad. Tony asked if we ever get off meeting out. Yeah,
I eat now. Oh, that's yeah. a good fan mail yes. question. no, it's just Tony. But oh yeah, no, when a guy does it.
Tony
right.
asked if we ever get off from getting eaten out.
Yeah.
So this is of how course. We found out.
It doesn't always take a long time.
This is how we find out Tony's never made a girl come from going down on her.
Come in and prove it now, Tony.
No,
do Jess first, then me.
Get in here.
I'll take a few seconds.
I'm so sorry to your very sweet
girlfriend. I'm not. Get in here. Get on your knees and eat her.
Earn your keep around here. It's time you put in the paid your dues.
Hey, this is how men talk to women on podcasts, so we're allowed to
use. Yeah, this is feminism. You know what?
This is not how men talk to women on a podcast. What guy has ever said to a woman on a podcast, get on your knees and pay your dues?
Wait, didn't Joey Diaz do that?
Yeah, Joey Diaz. You can't have a spot in the belly room.
And then you suck my big old greasy kielbasa.
That's a good theoretical question that Tony has pitched as maybe some other men listening might be wondering. Yes, you can make a woman come from going down on her. Mm-hmm. And this is especially good for those guys who... fuck, and then they are done. If you're someone who comes and you're like, well, good night.
Yeah, no, the old roll off, the old roll on your back. Ah, no, get on your knees and do something. What
you,
are you doing?
You should be going down on a woman first. You should make her come before you even get up there. That's like, yes, that's easy. You should not be done eating my pussy until you have felt my thighs squeeze your head like a vice grip and start twitching violently as I go, huh? I don't know. That's not how I come.
I hope not. I was like, oh, you got to work on that face. If that's
no, that's not my
cum
face. I'm, I put on a performance. Gratuitous. No, but that's.
You guys ever see your own cum face? Humiliating.
Oh.
I haven't. Oh, my God.
I don't want to because I know based on when I come very hard from masturbating, I can feel what it looks like.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, if. God bless the men who ever make me come this hard because I literally go full. I can't even. It's bad. I look like I'm dying.
I cross my eyes.
It's
and go,
worse than you know. I've seen it, and this is no offense to anyone who has Bell's palsy. I look like I have Bell's
yes,
palsy.
Yes, no, it looks like I'm having a stroke.
My face is in the game. Half my face has no idea that it's attached to a living person. It's like nothing I've ever seen. It's mortifying.
No, it's so true. Like, I feel like if you're fucking a woman and she doesn't kind of look like she's having a stroke, you're probably not making your phone.
It looks like I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, I'm like,
I've actually never thought about what compass looks like. Now I'm terrified.
Well, it's so funny to think that, like, you know, when you're trying to be all like, oh, hot and into it, and you want to give like a performative coming, you're like, but then like when a guy's actually fucking you so much, you're coming, you're like,
I'm so actually, yeah. I'm going to have to get my phone out
like
and take a photo.
It's
insane
where you're like, please don't.
No,
look
don't
at
be
me.
So.
That's like me
don't
in the mosh pit is what you look like.
Because think about it also, yes. Like when you look at a guy when he's coming, you're not like, his face is gross. I'm like, whoa, cool. I'm making his face. Look like that.
Oh, no.
I love guys' cum faces.
Some.
I'm like, well, some get real
some are
weird.
Like exorcism level
but
of like weird.
What's an unfortunate
but
like.
I like that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like what's an unfortunate like race for time is like nothing makes me cum harder than making a guy cum. So like, but he's got to just he needs to cum just a little bit longer or whatever because I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just like I'm doing a good job or some sort of sick fucked up. But a man like really being into like what's going on and really coming, I get like, oh boy, oh I gotta get out of here. I'm flooding this basement.
Yeah. I'm getting jizzed up right now. Yeah, this is where we got problems here.
All right, well you're both nasty, and I'm really proud to be a part of this project with you. Do we have anything coming up that we want to plug?
Yeah, let's plug. Let's plug right
let's
now.
Let's plug.
This is coming out probably this Monday. So listen up, Toronto. I am opening up for Bill fucking Burr at the Scotiabank Arena. God damn it.
You better already have
20,000 seat fucking arena, August 23rd, 24th. If you can't come to that, please come see me at the Comedy Bar August 25th. I'm doing two shows, 8 and 9:30.
Also, if you're going to see Bill Burr, go see her at those shows anyways because you're going to get the full fucking hour. You'll know once you see her. You're going to be like, oh, we have to see the rest. You're going to be like this guy I have gone on dates with who's like, well, I got to see what happens next. This fucking batshit lunatic. I'll be in Honolulu, the Comedy Pit. Oh, my God. August 25th through 28th. Right after our 8-week thing ends, I'm going straight to Hawaii. What a fucking gift.
Yeah, what a gift.
Wow.
Laura, what about you?
You know what I want to start plugging right now is Jessica, Michelle, and I will be in Montana.
Oh.
Bozeman and another place in Montana, October 1st and September 30th. We're going to be co-headlining on October 1st, and it's going to be tight. So if you're in Montana, you know.
Well, this is a fun way to find out that that little thing is confirmed. So, yeah, Montana.
I don't even know if it is. I don't know about the 30th. The 1st, we're for sure co-headlining a show.
Yeah, in Bozeman? I wasn't sure. I just knew Montana. I was just like, yeah, whatever. I'll go to Montana.
It's somewhere in Montana. I don't know. I mean, if you live in Montana, this is as close as we're going to get. So...
We love this. And then, yeah, I'll be in Salt Lake.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, I'm also, just go my, Abby on Instagram. If you're not following each of us individually on Instagram, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, also do
follow
that.
Follow the podcast.
Follow the podcast. Pod. Yeah, leave a review, leave a rating. Let us know, by the way. I think we're gonna merch it up. I think we're gonna do some shirts and maybe some hats. So let us know if you guys would be into that and maybe into, you know, bonus content of some sort or whatever.
Yeah.
Interact with us. Send us your fan mail questions. Who do you go down on? Don't tell me that.
Yeah, and don't send your dick pics, but if you do want to...
God, don't.
If you do want to eat me out after a show, I'm kidding, please don't.
Should we start rating people? No, we shouldn't. Okay, I'm sorry. Why did I say that? We have to go.
We have to leave.
Good day.
Great Falls, Montana. All right, thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod. Follow me at Laura Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet. At JMS Comedy.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.